Save now and save later with the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program. Save now with rebates on energy-efficient products like Energy Star smart thermostats and appliances, and save later on your energy bills. Learn more at ComEd.com/home savings. ComEd, powering lives.
Welcome to the Eric in the Morning Podcast on 101.9 The Mix Chicago. All right, take it away, Eric.
Wondering, here you have it. Hi, Eric. I was wondering how public transportation was these days. I need to go downtown this morning for the first time since March 10th.
Whoa.
I haven't been on a Metro train since then. They weren't the cleanest environment before COVID. Have they done anything to clean up their act? I'd love to hear how others are handling it. Not a fan of driving downtown, so was just wondering. Thanks, Peggy. I have not been on a Metro train. I don't really take Metro. It's not running when I need to come downtown. Subsequently, I drive, but I know from the very few people that I've talked to that what's ridership, like 8% of what it was before?
Very low, yeah. The last reports that I heard.
Right. And I know Big Karwowski used to take the train. Then I think he switched to driving. I don't know. Has he gone back to the train? Because, I mean, he lives way out there in the country. I mean, way out. Like, so far in the country, he has to ride a horse to the train.
In order
to get on the train.
I think he's back to the train at least part-time. I feel like he's taking it, driving in, like, one day a week.
And we used to try to call him when he was on the Metro, but he would always ride on the quiet car. Because he liked to take his shirt off and lay down and sleep. Which I never really understood. Why did he take his shirt off? He's like, well, I like to be comfortable.
Right.
On the quiet car. So he would never answer, but I'm guessing all the cars are kind of quiet cars now.
Yeah, I'm thinking
that. It's not like one of them are like two guys are whooping it up.
That's true.
Yeah.
I went, you know, just to double check for latest updates, like I went to Metro.com. And of
course,
here
comes somebody that's probably riding Metro with an update. Oh, there they went. They disappeared.
Okay.
Oh, man.
So they have a coronavirus like update right on the homepage.
Gotcha.
And it does say that the Metro trains are operating on alternate weekday and weekend schedules that are posted there. And so you can go to their website.
What does that mean?
Well, there's,
I think it's less trains leaving because it's weekend times.
It's, yes. So they're
not alternating days. They go every day.
They go every day. Well, this is just what's actually, I'm reading from what's posted on their website. Metro trains are operating on alternate weekday and weekend schedules posted here with the link. So you can check on this train schedule.
It's a poor choice of words they chose with alternate.
I agree. Yeah. But it says with no weekend service specifically on the North Central Service Line, Southwest Service Line, Heritage Corridor, and Blue Line.
That's all fine and well, but has anybody been on them from a standpoint of what's the experience like? Here we go. Hi, Brian.
Yes.
You did what?
I went on the Metro train this past Friday.
Okay.
Was it fun?
How was it?
Empty.
Yeah. Yeah, desolate.
I was the only person in my car. Now, I took a 6 o'clock a.m. train from the Western Burbs. I live just west of O'Hare.
Okay.
And went down to Union Station, which was also empty.
Right.
Weird.
Right. Very strange. And you know
what? It is a very weird experience compared to, you know, a year ago. But, wow, it is.
How was the train? She wants to know from a cleanliness standpoint. She hasn't been on one since March 10th, and she's hoping to climb into a nice Lysol'd experience.
They claim that's what they're doing, that they clean the trains every day. Being the only one on there, you do have to wear a mask or a face covering.
Right.
And but it's hard to tell. I mean, they smell the same? I don't know.
There we go. Well, you know, the interesting thing is, too, they can't be that much dirtier because nobody's riding them.
I was going to say.
Right. It's studio kind of, Brian, when before all this happened, this place was a hellhole.
Yeah.
Like, you know, because you follow, like, you know, Lisa and
if you were sitting next to a sweaty, stinky guy.
Right.
That's what it's like over here for us.
It's like an Italian beef smell in here every day, permanently. Yeah. And then when this hit, none of them came in anymore, and it was pristine. It was crazy.
It is very strange because, you know, I take an early train in, nobody on the train except me, and even going out of the city, because I leave there early, you know, 10 or 11, nobody on the train.
You can't feel worried about that.
Like you own your own train.
I know, it's kind of nice.
Yeah.
Feels like you own the highway,
you're
too.
Your very VIP. Own train. Thank you, Brian. Post Malone asked the best and worst things in the fridge. Nobody wants to know the best. Let's talk the worst. like fuzzy limes. Now, the interesting thing is our top three are going to have a sound like not only gross, disgusting things in your fridge, but they could have been some radio guy's name from back in the 80s.
Really? What like are the chances?
Like your dad, you know, you would be in the car and your dad would be listening to something. These would be the guys on the air.
Oh, okay.
All right.
All right, we'll get to that in a second. You found a disgusting thing in your fridge, Bill.
An old bottle of margarita mix with mold in it.
Yeah, old moldy margarita mix.
The vodka will kill that.
Yeah. That's just the mix, though. That's true. I guess the vodka could knock
or
it down. Hey, Jane.
Hey.
Hi.
My roommate and I found a package of hot dogs at the bottom of the fridge underneath the drawer.
Right.
And it was like they were petrified.
Ah, solid hot dogs. Solid hot dogs.
Did I totally imagine? I thought I heard the word larvae at the beginning of that story, or was I just envisioning something?
I missed larvae.
Did you say something about larvae?
Was there larvae in there, Swanee? Did you hear larvae? I didn't.
Okay, maybe it was me.
Oh my.
And now
okay.
The problem is I can't unhear that. All right, here you go. Here are your disgusting things in your fridge and or DJ names. At number three, Tony. I'm sorry. Hang on, Tony. Go ahead. What is it?
Fuzzy cucumbers.
Fuzzy cucumbers.
Totally.
Remember when he was on the rock station?
He was. He was a late night guy.
Fuzzy cucumbers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that soft voice. Velvety.
At number two, Woody, what did you discover?
I love me some Harry guacamole.
Harry guac.
Whoa.
He was definitely the morning
guy. Remember Harry guac?
Yeah, he was definitely the wacky morning guy with
Harry
all the
guac.
Sound effects.
And finally, in at number one, he was on the speed metal station. Joe, what'd you find?
A dead moth.
Dead moth. There
oh,
you go.
Yeah. Always playing the hits.
Yeah, dead moth.
Oh, my God.
Overnighter.
That is the worst.
Overnight guy.
Hey, man, so you're getting stuff out. You're like, oh, my God, there's actually something that was alive in here and is now dead. You're telling me, Joe?
So I keep a fridge in my garage, and that's where I keep my beer.
Good
and
man.
Of course, I open the fridge door, and it's dark in the garage.
Right.
The moth was attracted to the light, and then I forgot about it. And then 2 weeks later, I found the dead moth in there.
Yeah. Right next to the raccoon in there, and God knows what else. If Zoom Jim, your boyfriend Zoom Jim, was buying you a dinner and his credit card declined, would that be a deal breaker?
No, it would not. Because
would there be a discussion, or would you pretend it didn't happen?
I think that he would be embarrassed enough that he would say something to me. But it flipped, and I gave him my credit card to pick up some food from Chick-fil-A. Uh-huh. This happened about 3 weeks ago, true story. Uh-huh. And he went there to go grab the food, the pre-ordered food, and lo and behold, my card got declined, but I didn't see my text, and I had gotten a notification from my bank saying, we're flagging it. So he had to pull out his credit card and buy the food. And
is that
I
a deal breaker for him? Did he never even come back? He just took the Chick-fil-A to his house, ate all of it. You've never heard from him again?
No, but I was humiliated. So when he came back, I was like, look, it's not me. It's like, it's just see
total
the notification.
Thing. Total bank thing. I had my friend just send me this fake text from the bank.
No.
Hey, Violetta, you're on a date and the guy's credit card gets declined. Deal breaker?
No, not a deal breaker, but it's just so awkward. Like, I would pretend I didn't see it. I'd
be
like,
it never happened. It's something weird.
Yeah, like, oh,
go to the bathroom.
Glitch.
Hi, Brian.
Hi.
Credit card declined?
It did. I was on a business trip in Atlanta, Georgia, buying my wife an anniversary gift.
Oh, boy.
They declined the card because I was in Atlanta, and they called her to say, hey, the card got declined. You know, are you charging in Atlanta? And my wife immediately called me and was like, why are you charging something so much in Atlanta? And I'm like,
no reason.
No reason, baby.
Yeah.
No reason.
Baby. Yeah.
No reason. Don't you worry your pretty little head about it. Please pretend this never happened. Hi there, Dennis.
Yes, I was out at a business lunch, and I made the joke that I got a new wallet because my old one was stolen. I hadn't reported it yet because the thief was spending less credit card on the credit card than my wife. And then I gave it to the waitress, and she came back later and said it was denied.
After you got done with this big elaborate joke?
Yeah.
Right.
They thought the engineers thought this was the best joke ever that actually went along with it.
Right. They're like, you got the waitress in on this joke?
Oh, my God.
You're like, yeah, I totally did.
Oh, what are the odds?
I'm going to go give her an extra 20 for doing it. I'll be right back.
Yeah. And it actually was.
Meet me in the car.
Right. Hey, Eric.
Hey, Eric. How we doing?
Credit card declined?
Yeah, actually, a buddy of mine. We play a game called Credit Card Roulette.
Oh, yeah. I know that game.
I like that game.
Yeah, I know that game. So we're up in Hayward, Wisconsin for our yearly manuary trip.
Right.
And my buddy Jake loses in Credit Card Roulette.
Mm-hmm.
And so the server comes back after trying to run his card, and because we were traveling in Hayward, he announced not only to the table but the whole restaurant that gets credit cards.
That's how they do it in Hayward.
Yeah, that's how they do it in Hayward. Right.
They cut it right in front of him with the scissors.
Right, right. How'd he handle that, and how'd the rest of you guys handle that? He'll never hear the end of that.
Oh, we erupted. Yeah, oh, yeah.
I bet.
It's been a meme for years now.
Right. That's better. You're actually almost willing to pay if that will happen to somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
So you can just have the experience. Melissa, you would never play credit card roulette. It's not in your makeup, is it?
Are you kidding? There was no way I would play that.
No way.
I would be the one to lose every time.
Yep.
I'm not even joking.
Yeah, I know. I know you wouldn't play it.
No.
Yeah. Would you play it, Whip?
Yeah, I think so.
Would you? Let's suppose you're at dinner with 15 guys.
Oh, my God. Well, then you're talking
about
this
thing's going to go
thousands
into the thousands.
Of dollars? Okay,
and
no.
And one guy's going to pay.
No, I got a limit of like three people. That's it.
What's more difficult? Being the too tall girl or the too short guy?
Ugh.
I watched a 6-foot woman and a 5-foot-3 guy debate this. They're just like, you want tough? You should be me.
Right, right.
They're both taking that line of discussion.
Yeah, who's got it harder?
What would your vote be? Too tall girl or too short guy, Melissa?
Honestly, they're so, I think, equally hard to a certain degree, but I think the guy may have it just a little bit harder.
Whip?
Yeah, I'd probably go with the guy.
Violetta?
I gotta go with the girl. Like, too tall when you're a girl, you just really stick out.
Let's find out. Hi, Jenny. Who has it more difficult, the too tall girl or the too short guy?
Definitely the too tall girl.
And why do you say that?
I just purposely got divorced to find my happily ever after. 6 foot, wear high heels every day. I'm 6'2". First requirement is the guy has to be 6'2 or taller,
uh-huh.
And I already lost half the population.
Just like that, boom, they're all gone.
Right, less chances.
Right. Wait a minute, you're 6'2 without heels?
No, 6 foot without heels and 6'2 with heels.
Gotcha.
I wear them every day.
Gotcha.
Who wants to dance with a guy and he puts his head on your shoulder?
That's very weird, that would be tough.
How is it like, is it also a little awkward walking in with all of your short girlfriends into a place where you just tower above them?
When I was younger, yes. Now that I'm older and I love seeing taller guys in the bar, my posture gets perfect. I'm like, that's right. I'm just as tall as you. And now I wear it proud.
I bet. Because you know what? When you're tall like that and you walk into a room, I mean, all eyes can be on you like that, too. So that could be a bonus.
Michelle.
Good morning.
Who has it harder, the too tall girl or the too short guy?
I got to go with the too short guy.
And how tall are you?
5'11".
So even as a tall woman, you're voting that he's got it tougher.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Like you guys were just saying, sometimes it's a bonus being tall.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just think the shorter guy's got it rough. I don't mind if I'm taller than a guy.
Did you ever find that it was trouble finding a guy to date because of your being 5'11"?
No.
Okay.
No.
There you go.
Simple as that.
We've got 10 votes. Yeah. 10 votes. What do you think the results were? Who has it harder, the too short guy or the too tall girl? Melissa.
I'm going to say they went guy with 70%.
All right, Whip.
I'll say they said girl 80%.
Oh, wow. All right, both sides of the coin there. Violetta.
Girl 90%.
With 8 votes, the too short guy has it harder.
Oh.
Too short guy. Earlier this morning, we had been talking about I'm So Lame.
Yeah.
The guy that's like, listen, he posted it on Overheard in Chicago. He's like, listen, turning 40, yeah, it's lame. I'm looking forward to going to Costco and buying a case of the green tea I had over the weekend. That's the highlight of his day.
Right.
So he said, oh, that's nothing. You want to talk about lame? Text in why you're so lame, 60123. We've got the finalists now. I'm going to pick a winner. I think you're going to enjoy these.
Oh, cool.
Right. Awesome.
All right, from all of the texts we received.
Perfect.
These are the finalists, and I've got several of them, so make sure you keep track here as I'm saying them. Because then when I go to you, you got to be ready.
I don't know, man. They're all so good.
Yeah. You got to be ready.
Mm-hmm.
Bam, hit me with one.
Right.
You ready?
Yep.
Number one. My evening routine revolves around the 6:30 p.m. showing of Wheel of Fortune, even though I know they're all reruns, and I'm 34.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm so lame, I get excited for the weekends to watch Law & Order SVU marathons.
Oh, those are good, though.
I might have watched one of those this weekend. Four of them in a row.
I know.
I'm so lame, I go to bed every day at 9 p.m., including weekends. I'm 40, married, and no kids.
Oh, my God.
All right. I go out on weekends to metal detect, and on Sundays get so excited to show my wife my findings, which usually consist of rusty cans and the occasional penny.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
I'm excited about my new fanny pack to hold my phone so I can listen to audiobooks on my morning walk.
Oh.
And this show.
I'm so lame that I show up to estate sales 3 hours early.
Oh my God.
My favorite activity is going to bed when the sun is still out and I'm 23.
Whoa.
I'm in 2 book clubs. I tell dad jokes, but I'm a 34-year-old woman with no kids. I nap every day at 11 a.m. and I'll cancel plans because I need my nap.
Oh, my God.
I'm so lame that my daily excitement is beating the arrival time on my GPS by 2 minutes in the morning commute.
I mean, seriously.
In lieu of traveling this summer, I memorized the geography of Africa. And finally, I'm so lame that when I take my dog for a walk and he's about to do his business, I try to sneak the plastic bag under him before the nuggets hit the ground.
Oh, the dog is sick. Come on.
Okay. Oh, my gosh.
Melissa.
Okay. Well, now I'm going with the dog pooping.
Whip.
Nap at 11 a.m., canceling plans in order to nap.
Violetta.
Am I supposed to pick one of those?
You can pick your own.
Okay, I want to go 6:30 Wheel of Fortune.
All right, I am going to go with dog nuggets.
Okay.
Whoever sticks a bag under their dog's ass.
I don't know.
And that's the highlight of their day if they can pull it off. That's just sad.
I know.
Well, that's beyond
that's
lame,
just
I
sad.
Think. Yeah, that's something else.
Can you imagine being the person looking out the window watching her do it?
Like, oh, come on, almost got it.
Mixed Morning Mindbender, 312-233-1019. Oh, you want mindless? You want simple for a Monday morning? No problem. Pet owners and what celebrity their pet most resembles.
Mm.
That had to be one hell of a survey to put out.
Mm-hmm.
What do you guys want to do a survey about? How about what people's dogs look like?
Or right.
Good idea. The number one celebrity that their pet most resembles is who or whom? I told you it's a male celebrity.
Yeah. Right.
Long been considered quite sexy.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. His current ex-wife is really mad at him, from what I read.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's true. He's caused a little bit of controversy. Must be talking about who, Katie?
Brad Pitt.
There it is, right there. Brad
really?
Pitt it is. Brad Pitt.
Woo!
All right, who did you think it was, Violetta?
Johnny Depp.
Yep, that's a good guess.
Mm, yeah.
Because
yeah.
I was imagining the dogs with, like, the little hair coming right. down, like a mustache. Like, Brad Pitt doesn't look like anybody.
Looks like a lot of people's dogs.
No, he's just like
vanilla.
You
need to look at more dogs. Well done, Katie. How's your morning going?
Oh, good. I actually have a dog named Bowie that has one brown eye and one blue eye after David Bowie.
Look at this right there.
Does
this
your dog resemble David Bowie? Have you shaved him up into the right look?
No, not exactly.
Yep, a quick trip to PetSmart. They'll get that all taken care of.
Yeah.
Brad Pitt, Tom Hanks, Clint Eastwood, Zoe Deschanel, Danny DeVito. I could see some dogs looking like Danny DeVito.
Oh, for sure. Oh. Like a Chihuahua, maybe?
Yep, Snoop Dogg, John Oliver, Carrot Top, Idris Elba, Joe Pesci, and Mr. Rogers. Round out.
Rogers.
Yeah. Brad is now, of course, divorced from Angelina Jolie and has a new girlfriend, Brad does, who is a lot younger than him.
Uh-huh.
And she is reportedly married and in an open relationship.
Wait, what? I knew she had a son. I didn't know she was married.
Yeah, that's the story over the weekend, that she's married but in an open relationship. So, you know, it's all cool.
German model as
well. Pit pal, gal pal, Nicole Paderewski, who is a well-known German model or... Although, if her name is Paderewski, isn't she probably Polish?
Maybe she emigrated to Germany from Poland at some point.
She's 27 and has been married to a well-known German restaurateur, Roland Mary, who's 68. Which doesn't make Brad seem so bad.
No, Brad's a kid.
Right. The couple have a 7-year-old son. They're still married, but you could describe their relationship as open. He's been married several times and has 5 children, says a source. He is not interested in any negativity or jealousy. Basically saying, I don't have time for this.
Right. Do whatever you want. Yeah, just come back home. It's safe.
Reportedly, Angelina Jolie is outraged that Brad Pitt, who's 56, spent the weekend in France with his 27-year-old girlfriend.
Yeah.
If Brad wants a weekend of sex with his new fling, get a cheap motel like everyone else, said a source, not Angelina.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Or just one of the writers at the magazine.
Just a random tweeter?
It is outrageous that he's taking her to the family home for a dirty weekend.
Oh, come on.
Dirty weekend.
It's his chateau, too.
I don't know. It's his place in France. I don't know. Maybe he met her on the new extreme dating site that only matches users who have a 20-year age gap.
Okay.
It's called 20 Dating. It is a new matchmaking app, the world's first extreme age gap dating site. The site will only match users with people 20 years younger or older, both men and women.
Okay.
You mean an older woman, it'll match you with a 20 years younger guy or vice versa. There's no swiping on 20 Dating or barriers to communication, meaning the algorithm allows all users with the appropriate age gap to instantly contact one another and communicate.
Oh, okay.
So you just have to be 20 years apart. That's the only algorithm. Other than that, you're off to the races.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure people will be checking it out.
And I wonder if that's where Brad Pitt went.
I don't think he has
probably.
To.
Yeah, it's probably true. Resentful mom admits she doesn't like her six-year-old, worries it won't get better. It'll get better. It's going to be fine.
Yeah.
Might take him till about 12, but it's going to be fine. What would you say is the age that kids are like least by parents? Everybody goes through it. Don't get all judgy on me here.
Sure.
You did it. You're just not saying it. These women have the guts to say it. 5 cents. Here we go. Hi, Maureen.
Good morning.
In your experience, at what age are kids the hardest to like?
3 years old.
3 years old.
Mm. There you go.
Yeah.
Okay. Why did you settle on three?
Well, I had twins.
Right.
And we thought about having another child.
Right.
And the twins turned three, and I said, oh, hell no, I'm not doing that again.
That's right. These two are brutal.
Yeah.
Brutal. When did they come out of the nosedive? At what age?
I'd say probably around four.
Around four.
They're 14 now, so yeah. a little different, kind of, I bet. Dislike, but.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a year. Yeah. A year on the nosedive, and then you're fine. Others have a different take on it, like Diane.
Yeah, I would say from age 15 to 25.
So there's a 10-year span.
Oh, my God.
I would agree with that.
There's a 10-year span. 25? Wow.
Yeah, they don't become human again until they're 25 or so.
Okay.
Human again. You're scaring
brutal.
Me.
Yeah, three is a cakewalk. Try a 19-year-old.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's
I'm sweating
brutal.
Right now.
Yeah.
The 10-year span.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, all the weekend wrap-up stories ready for you now, neatly packaged together. Let's see what we can come up with. You know, we were talking baseball there a second ago.
Yeah.
Jennifer Lopez and Alex Rodriguez say they are disappointed as their bid to buy the New York Mets falls short.
That's
I
right.
know. What oh, happened shit. With that?
Well, you know, they didn't have enough money.
Oh, man.
Alex and I are so disappointed, Lopez wrote on Twitter. We worked so hard the past 6 months with the dream of becoming the first minority couple and the first woman owner to buy her father's favorite Major League Baseball team. A lot of backhanded stuff in that sentence.
I know.
Yeah, yeah,
with
yeah.
her own hard-earned money. We still haven't given up. And to this we say, give up.
Oh, my God.
Because somebody else is buying them.
There'll be other chances, J-Lo. There'll be other chances.
Just make more money.
We also mentioned Selena Gomez earlier this morning. You know, supposedly she's in the next Scream movie that they've delayed to 2022 now.
Mm. Yeah.
Selena plus Chef is Selena Gomez's new HBO Max cooking show getting its second season.
Oh. Yeah. It's awkward.
It's awkward?
I think so. I
don't
know.
I've not watched it.
It's just her talking. Like, sometimes she has family over and she's making food for them.
She did
at her
ice
house.
Cream last week.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
She's very monotone. I just didn't expect it.
Really? She has tremendous hair, though.
Yeah. Oh, her
best.
Hair does look
with
fab.
All that Pantene. Is it Pantene?
It is.
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Thought so. Ready to drink Starbucks pumpkin spice lattes and peppermint mochas are back.
Yeah. Ooh,
peppermint mochas peppermint are the best.
Peppermint mochas already?
Yep.
I
all
of
it's back.
Well,
they're the best.
You know, it is more Christmassy, but, you know, there's money to be made.
Yeah. Yep.
Starbucks brought them all back for the season this past weekend, so load up.
Yeah.
All right. Speaking of drinking, Busch Beer has debuted a broth-based dog brew so owners can toss one back with their pups. So you can have your beer, the dog can have its dog beer, and you can both toss back a beer.
Wow.
While you're watching John Rahm get a 60-foot putt in the... PGA tournament to okay. the BMW
yeah.
over there at Olympia Fields.
Man's best friend now can have a drink with them.
Yep, Busch Beer announced that it's expanding its reach to the animal kingdom by offering dog brew. The new 12-ounce canned drinks make it so any dog owner can enjoy a cold one with their dog. And don't worry, the canine-friendly brews are alcohol-free. A couple of stories from Germany.
Okay.
German police respond after gunshots are reported. Find a sleeping man with a turned-up TV.
Oh, that's like Home Alone.
Yeah, Home Alone, exactly. Yep.
Police in Cologne said several people on Wednesday reported hearing shots from an apartment building. Several police teams surrounded the two neighboring buildings and started searching the apartments. The cause of the disturbance was tracked down once the officer called a locksmith to open a locked door and found a sound asleep man in front of a TV showing an action film.
Oh. Guys can sleep anywhere.
Really can. And through anything.
And through anything, for sure. It doesn't matter.
Elsewhere in Germany, in Berlin, a swimming ban is in place for a German river after claims of an extremely non-native crocodile sighting.
Oh.
Yeah, you don't find crocodiles in Germany very much.
It happens there just like it does in Chicago.
And when you see one, it's time to get out of the water.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Montana, where sanitation workers were recently cleaning a campground toilet, sweet gig, when they discovered an iPhone covered in human poop.
No.
They figured, what the hell, we're in Montana, there's nothing else to do, so they decided to power that thing up. It worked.
Are you serious?
Yep,
how do they get the poop off?
Hose. Tanner Stevenson says he used the device's SIM card to track down the phone's owner and turn it back over to her.
She may not want it.
Yep. I told her who I was, told her we found this phone in the Forest Service vault, which is our code for, you know, the toilet. Well, you guys must have to pump out the toilet, she says, because that's the last place I saw the phone. She was pretty shocked that we actually ended up retrieving the phone, and it worked enough to get her information off.
Yeah. Really? Have you guys ever had your phone fall in a toilet?
I have not.
Oh, yeah, I have.
Thanks for jinxing me.
Okay. It's
was
not
it a
fun.
Public toilet?
It was. It was a Brookfield Zoo toilet. I had to go get it. I had to.
Did you already
that
go
would
to
explain
bathroom?
Why you only have one hand right now.
Yeah. Okay, I think
you lost a finger in that, didn't you?
I did. How'd you know?
I don't know. Man building zoo with no cages. Euronews says a British man quit his job and is now building a zoo without bars.
How you keep the animals inside?
Yeah, what if they attack each other?
I think it's all part of the experience.
How does anybody walk around?
Exactly.
The experience.
You got to sign a waiver before you go in.
I'm pretty sure,
but you know, in Naples, they have these monkeys at their zoo just on little islands. I guess monkeys don't know how to swim, or these monkeys don't.
Mm-hmm.
Because you just go on a little boat, and they're just on little islands by themselves. No cage,
really?
No nothing. They're just on the sand dune hanging out like monkeys eating bananas.
They have kind of a zoo in Texas, too, where it's a drive zoo where you're just in your car, and you have your windows rolled down, and like giraffes will like walk up to your car. And you can feed them.
Sounds like a safari.
Yeah, it kind of is like that.
So Martin Blythe bought this zoo.
Okay.
It will have 300 animals with no cages or enclosures.
Oh.
He says his walkthrough safari will be safe, even though there's nothing separating visitors and wild animals.
So how wild? This is the key.
I got
the
that
danger.
For you too.
Yeah, the danger aspect here.
He hopes to open by Easter 2021. We'll have lions, zebras, meerkats, tigers, pelicans, and lemurs.
Oh, no.
That's a good zoo.
Save now and save later with the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program. Save now with rebates on energy-efficient products like Energy Star smart thermostats and appliances, and save later on your energy bills. Learn more at ComEd.com/home savings. ComEd, powering lives.
Thanks for listening to the Eric in the Morning Podcast. Remember to rate, review, and subscribe so you don't miss a moment of Eric in the Morning on 101.9 The Mix Chicago.